This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters have stormed Iraq's parliament inside the so-called Green Zone. The demonstrators were supporters of Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. As Edward Uranian reports, a Saturday session of parliament to approve members of a new government had been called off for lack of a quorum earlier in the day.
Hundreds of mostly young Muqtada Sadr supporters chanted and waved Iraqi flags inside parliament after breaking through barriers into the government-controlled Green Zone. The move came after Sadr criticized Iraqi leaders for opposing efforts to impose government reform. The Iraqi government's Baghdad Operations Command declared a state of emergency inside the capital shortly after demonstrators began entering the Green Zone. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Demonstrators have reportedly left the building itself, but set up a camp outside. Earlier on Saturday, a bombing in a market filled with Shiite civilians in Baghdad killed at least 21 people and wounded 42 others. The Islamic State claimed the attack, saying that it used a 3-ton truck bomb. At least 5 people were killed Saturday when Syrian government planes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling, rocket fire, and air raids since April 22nd. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Geneva Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. The State Department said that Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. This is VOA News. Authorities in Italy are still searching for more than 80 migrants missing after an inflatable boat sank off the coast of Libya. The International Organization for Migration said that as many as 110 people, all from West African nations, were on board when the boat left Libya on Friday night. Italy's Coast Guard said an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 migrants from a boat sinking off the coast of Libya. The rescued migrants were transferred to an Italian Coast Guard vessel and taken to Lampedusa. The IOM says that 1,244 people have died or gone missing so far this year in the Mediterranean Sea, trying to cross from North Africa or Turkey to Europe.
The first step must be closer cooperation, especially among the states that hold Africa's remaining elephant herds.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta's words after he personally torched more than 100 tons of ivory seized from poachers in a dramatic gesture aimed at ending the slaughter of elephants and rhinoceros in his homeland. Mr. Kenyatta set fire to 12 of the giant pyres of contraband, which poachers had ripped from some 8,000 elephants and 350 rhinos. Saturday's fires capped a regional summit of African heads of state and conservationists, with some delegates pushing for a total ban on the ivory trade. Rescue crews in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, are searching for survivors after flooding caused a 6-story residential building to collapse, killing at least 12 people and trapping an unknown number inside. Authorities said more than 134 people have been rescued and taken to hospitals to treat their injuries. The residential building is located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi, and heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many areas of the city. President Obama used his weekly media address to call for the Senate to consider Merrick Garland his nominee for the Supreme Court.
For over 40 years, there's been an average of 67 days between a nomination and a hearing. This time should be no different. This is not about partisan politics. It's about upholding the institutions that make our democracy work.
Mr. Obama nominated Judge Garland to replace the late Antonin Scalia. Senate Republicans, however, have vowed not to consider any nominee until after November's election. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The best news.